Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back live at the Amerant Bank Arena. And we are about 3 hours from puck drop tonight.
Hey.
Panthers and Maple Leafs. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. I know Ryan and KC will be at the game tonight, of course, cheering on their Panthers. You got a lot of stuff going on at Funky Buddha. At the Tap Room in Oakland Park, Blueberry Cobbler is coming in hot for the summer season.
Delicious.
That's one of my favorites. They are celebrating the return of this fully baked wheat ale in the tap room. It'll soon be found statewide at select retailers, and you can check out funkybuddha.com for the beer finder.
Mm-hmm.
I've got my own personal beer finder right here. It's Channing Crowder. He will walk downstairs to the Funky Buddha tap room here at the Amerant Bank Arena when we get off the air at 6 o'clock.
Yes, I will.
And he will find beer.
It's just like, close my eyes.
He's got a gift.
So I'm grabbing a beer.
He's got a gift. If you're coming to the Panthers game tonight, right across from Pantherland, you got Funky Buddha right there. You get yourself a little gloves off. I mean, that's the proper way.
Yep.
To enjoy a little hockey action tonight here in Sunrise. It's a beautiful night, by the way. And if you're looking for a place, you're not lucky enough to have tickets, you're looking for a place to watch the game tonight, go to Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. It's always loaded with Panthers fans.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing they're not loaded with there is nachos. But they got everything else. They got all the great food, all the great beer. The only thing they're missing is the nacho.
Food is delicious.
It is delicious there. So, fun place to watch. And knock on wood, we hope there's not a Game 7. But if there is, Sunday night, head over to the tap room, watch it there.
And it'll be back up in Toronto.
Yes. That's why you don't want a Game 7.
Let's just win tonight.
It's why the Knicks need to win tonight in New York if they don't want a Game 7 in Boston. It's why the Panthers need to shut it down tonight here in Sunrise so that they don't have to go back to Toronto. Got to take care of business tonight. By the way, thank you to everyone here at the Amerant Bank Arena who brought us food. I will remind people again. So they brought us the steak poutine wrap.
Yes.
The Slapshot rib sandwich, which is now my personal favorite item here at the arena. The Cuban wrap.
That was off the chain.
And the loaded baked potato, which I'm staring at right now, which has chili in it, cheese, jalapenos, little pico de gallo, chives, sour cream, giant potato. And I texted Ryan at Funky Buddha a picture eating the rib sandwich because he had texted me. He's like, getting the turkey sandwich tonight. And I said, hold on a second, Daddy.
I got to go rib tonight.
And he's like, when did they get that? And I'm like, I think they just added it tonight. Section 115,
yes.
If you want the Slapshot rib sandwich. I am not lying. Not a radio bit. They're not paying me.
No.
That rib sandwich, Steph had it. That rib sandwich was legit. It was legit. Now, I did take the pickle off. There's a very thin sliced pickle on top of it. I didn't need that.
You even say pickle funny.
But the crispy onions on top, holy mackerel.
Yeah, and the Cuban sandwich, it's like they diced all the ingredients up, and then they pressed it. Man, that was good.
That was really, really good. All right, let's get headlines here. Billy Lindsay is scheduled to stop by here this hour as we work our way towards Game 6. We're at the Amerant Bank Arena, courtesy of Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. We still, by the way, have one pair left of tickets for the Who here at the Amerant Bank Arena. And we will give those away before 6. It's our final pair of the week. Headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
I'll start with your weekend schedule. Begins tonight, obviously. Panthers, Leafs, Game 6 in Sunrise. There's also a Marlins game tonight, Lone Depot Park.
Yeah, you know, I mean, come on. No Mervis? What are we doing here, McCullough?
Trying to win.
No Matt Mervis? They got a righty pitching for Tampa and no Matt Mervis? What are we doing?
Does he know about the Mervis militia, this McCullough?
Oh, he's thumbing his nose at us.
He's doing that for us, huh?
Crazy, man. Crazy. Because sometimes, you know, things not working, you got to switch it up a little bit. Clearly, it's not working right now, whatever it is he's doing.
Well,
he's putting Mervis in the lineup.
No, bat him against lefties.
Yeah.
Try it out.
What do you call it? The Stowers Regatta?
Yeah, the Stowers Regatta.
Stowers Regatta?
Yeah, Stowers Regatta, yeah. Yeah. Inter Miami is going to host Orlando City.
Matt Mervis is batting 184.
Ooh.
All right.
He's got 14 ribbies, 7 ding dongs.
Second on the team.
Stowers has 10 ding dongs. Mervis has 7. And Ramirez has 5. But Stowers has 140 at bats, Mervis has 98. If you extrapolate that out, if you give Mervis the number of at-bats that Kyle Stowers is getting, he's got 15 ding-dongs.
So you really think McCullough is trying to, what, cut his numbers?
I just know that he's not batting them at all against lefties, and that's crazy when you got a guy who's raking.
Yeah.
They have advanced analytics.
Yeah, well, you know what I say to do with those analytics. You know what the first 4 letters in analytics are. Jimmy's still trying to figure it out. I see him spelling it in his head.
Man, for a second I thought Jimmy was going to turn on his mic and say it. It's like, no!
We would have had a drop forever. Yeah, honestly, Mervis, 7 ding-dongs, 14 RBIs in 98 at-bats. Stowers, 10 ding-dongs, 29 RBI, 140 at-bats.
But his batting average is better, though. That would be where you figure it out.
Stowers is batting 300, so barely better.
He's way better.
I mean,
180 to 300?
Yeah, I mean, it's like it's a couple of hits, a couple of base knocks.
Got him, Xavier Edwards, you know.
Xavier Edwards is batting 263. I think you need more than that from your leadoff guy.
You need more than 180 from anybody in the lineup.
Well, bat him against lefties. Maybe let him raise his average. The moment he gets into the swing of a game, you yank him. And, I mean, nobody gets hits in their first couple of at-bats. It's always the third and fourth at-bat.
Mm-hmm. Marlins are 16-26, by the way. 11 games back of the New York Mets, who are in first in the division. They're 3-7 in their last 10. Tonight, they open up this three-game series against the Tampa Bay Rays, who are 20-23 overall, fourth in the AL East.
I'm starting to feel the effects of that rib sandwich, I'm not going to lie.
Chilly in here, got a sweater on. A little nap time.
This is interesting. Brian Windhorst was on a radio show on ESPN earlier today, and he said, quote, "I would probably advise Giannis Antetokounmpo to leave Milwaukee, but I would stay east." He believes the Eastern Conference is a better fit for Giannis if you were to leave Milwaukee.
All right, so we don't know anymore after yesterday what you think east is, so I can only imagine where you think he might end up going. He thought yesterday New Orleans was on the West Coast.
Really?
Really.
Crowder, what conference are they playing?
New Orleans, Louisiana?
What conference are the New Orleans Saints? Pelicans playing? Pelicans.
Oh, they play in the West, but that doesn't mean anything. They move around.
Okay, so they're a West Coast team.
They move around, though. The teams move around.
They're not a West Coast anything. Oh, look at Billy Lindsay's walking up. It's a good-looking man right there.
He is.
Oh, they just brought us so much food, Billy.
A bunch of food.
Holy mackerel.
All right, your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Decent afternoon in South Florida, but it is hot. That is your weather.
All right. Billy Lindsay is going to join us in the next segment. Talk a little hockey with the Blonde Bomber in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You, Brooks Koepka!
Hawk and Crowder.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and we are at the Amerant Bank Arena. There is a Funky Buddha tap room, little mini tap room right beneath us. And when the clock strikes 6 o'clock, Crowder will walk down there, get himself a gloves off.
They don't even have – I walk up and they know what to give me.
Get it all, go get oiled up.
Maybe even a second gloves off.
Now you have to order.
Nice. Maybe that's the way it should be.
Hey, maybe a third gloves off. Billy Lindsay is with us here at the Amerant Bank Arena. Billy Lindsay played over a decade in the NHL. He was part of the Panthers team. You know, they went to the Stanley Cup finals in the 95, yeah,
let's forget it. That's so long ago now.
Season. That was such a great miracle run. But this run over the last three seasons, I'm including this one already, and maybe I'm putting the cart in front of the horse, but we've had this conversation, Billy, where this roster that's been assembled by Bill Zito over the last few seasons, this has to be talked about in, you know, the conversation of best South Florida team ever assembled, no?
We're getting close. What would they have been able to do? We got it started in the early 90s. That was fun and got to the Stanley Cup final, but that was all new. And then we have those down years, and look where we are at now. And that's all credit to Bill Zito, ownership coming in, and Paul Maurice, the coaches, the players. And we're in the golden era of Panther hockey.
It is, right?
Yeah.
We're in it.
And if you look, if we are able to get by Toronto and somehow get to another Stanley Cup, you're looking at stuff that other teams would dream of having. We know that Tampa Bay went to three straight Stanley Cups, won two, but even the Sunshine State has been represented so well by the state of hockey with Florida, with Tampa, and getting it done. But they have done a tremendous job in this franchise right now, where it's at from top to bottom, all the way ownership. You could walk in the offices. It's a clean slate. Everyone knows their job, exactly what to do. Do your job. Old Bill Belichick, do your job. Yeah. Everything's going to be fine.
And is it hard to find that mixture of skill and talent, but also that little nasty that you have to play here? Is it hard to find a player like that?
So that's special to find, and it's hard to get it. And that's the way they built this roster, and that Paul Maurice was able to change that system. And the big part of it, no knock against Jonathan Huberdeau, great player, fantastic things down here. But when you get a player like Tkachuk, it changes your whole identity of your team and the way that you can do. So Paul Maurice goes into this heavy forechecking system. We're going to get heavy. The trade for Sam Bennett. You get players. And for Bill Zito, it's round pegs into round holes. Like, he's not forcing anything here. So you have to find a player that's got, even Brad Marchand, it's been his identity his whole life, is to play mean, nasty, on the edge. So you bring that type of player in here. And what Paul Maurice demands is it's hard. You got to give the puck away. You got to give it down to the opponent, and then you got to go chase it down and get it back in the offensive zone. And then you got to try and blister people with hits. And for 82 games, and that's why they did a good job managing this system, it's incredibly tough on the athlete. And you are asking so much of your players, but it does not work without the players of Barkov, the leadership, Tkachuk, and now bringing in a Marchand. Reinhardt's like a scientist. And I heard it best from Paul Maurice kind of this morning. You can walk into our locker room and you wouldn't know who the captain of that team was. They've got that kind of bond. Yes, it is extremely demanding and hard to play. But when you win, the players are going to accept playing that way.
How difficult is it for an opponent? We saw it Wednesday night. Yeah. Toronto was out of their minds, I thought, being frustrated by that style of play. So we know it's tough on the team who's doing it. What about the team that's opposing it? When it's going well, it's got to be the most frustrating brand of hockey that you can play against.
So when you're dumping in all the time, your defensemen are going back to retrieve pucks on the other team. They're just it becomes noticeable that they start to look over their shoulders. Like, okay, who's coming now? I know if I play this puck, like someone's going to hurt me. Or not hurt me, but try and blast me through the wall here. And it just wears on you. So you dump and you keep doing it. They get it back, reload. It becomes a lot for the other team. Then that neutral zone system that they play, it's a 1-3-1. It's a wing lock. But what they're able to do is, when it works with the back pressure and the gap control, that they don't give you any ice in the middle of the zone. And what happened in games 1 and 2 in Toronto and started game number 3, the speed was evident for the Maple Leafs off the rush. And that was not Panthers hockey, and now you can see the tweaks Paul Maurice makes. Now that neutral zone's shut down. You're not seeing a lot of that speed. So there becomes another problem. I can't get through the neutral zone with any kind of speed. I want to be flying through there. I want to be making plays. And then once it gets down in the defensive end, it's a man-on-man concept defense and the read and react. You got to have special players. It's because man-on-man, but they're switching all the time. So you have to have communication, and again, they want to know what you had for your pregame meal. They want to be that close to you. they want to be that close to you and into your face. And it's like a boa constrictor. It's suffocating. It just wraps around you tighter and tighter.
And it gets frustrating.
And tighter. And you got no room to move.
And it's obviously physically fatiguing, but it becomes like emotionally fatiguing. Speaking about that, every time I get it, they're going to come and do that. Now it's 6-7 games in a row that they're doing that. It has to be fatiguing. I want to ask you about the offense, because I always talk about the defensive side of the Panthers. Offensively, 1-0 at the end of the first period last game. Then they go on a scoring barrage, 3 in the second, 2 in the third. When you see those scoring runs, is it something that Paul saw? Is it some kind of weakness you found, or is it just individual guys making plays?
So you're starting to see that pressure, and what happens is we like it down in the trenches. We want an alley fight, and that's what we've been able to kind of turn this series into. And on that first goal, it gets down deep in the corner. You've got your best players, Matthew, with the puck, 50-50 puck battle. Barkov's able to win that battle and get it back to the point. I'm said, okay, we're starting to win battles in the offensive zone, which we want. Get it back. Ekblad gets that opening goal. 2-0 goal by Kulikov is just shoot the puck. We've seen that a lot in this series. Shoot the puck, goes off sticks, goes off bodies in the playoffs. Never a bad thing. And the third goal is inexcusable by Mitch Marner. Maybe that's where he's got a back checker on him, and he tries a spinorama backhand pass in the middle of his ice. Maybe he's worried about getting hit. I'm not sure, but that's ill-advised, and it turns in, and it becomes a 3-on-2. So a lot of the stuff that you're talking about offensively, it's done through their traditional game plan of what they started defensively. So everything kind of works. If we win the battles, the 50-50 puck battles, we're going to get chances. If we shut down that neutral zone, we know they're going to turn over pucks. Then we're going to go the other way in transition. So even though you are talking offense and the power play being critical at times, it does all focus on what they're trying to do away from the puck. And then once they get it back, they have full systems go, and it's balanced incredibly. Going into last game, we had 8 players with 8 points tied for the scoring lead. Last game, we get 3 goals from defensemen. We got 10 goals from our defense core and not one from Gustav Forsling. Try and wrap your head around that. Nate Schmidt.
Oh, it was difficult for me because I bet him to have a goal. I was the only defenseman that I had money on to score a goal.
So when you
everybody
got,
on defense scoring goal.
Yeah, so when you got that kind of repertoire and it kind of goes, and this Marchand deal is huge, what has happened to Lundell and Louis Sirenin. And no discredit, but there is not a 1-2-3 line. It could be any one of them. And Marchand and Louis Sirenin and Lundell have been the number one line, it looks like, on many nights. And that's a matchup nightmare for the opposition. So to your point, Channing, what they're trying to do offensively just bleeds into kind of their game plan of what they do defensively, and it leads to the way the frustration, turnovers, that works in your favor.
So what are you expecting tonight? You and I were talking off the air a little bit. Toronto was frustrated Wednesday. They got embarrassed in front of their home crowd. Obviously, they want to send it back to Toronto for a Game 7. But do they come out blazing? Do they come out annoyed still from Wednesday night? Like what? And if you were on a team like that, if you had gotten embarrassed on home ice in front of your home crowd when you've been put together for this moment and haven't been able to deliver, how do you get past that?
You have to look at it. They are stars. Matthews, Marner, Nylander, Tavares, those type of players are some of the – Matthew Knives I'm starting to throw into that group. These are elite-level talents. But you define yourself at this time in the postseason. This is when you become the legends, or when your name really gets staked and put onto another echelon. Can you do it at this time of year? And the Maple Leafs haven't. They've under-delivered. One of their worst games was game number 5, and it was important. They get the Toronto media. You know what happens up there. All of a sudden, 2-0, 3-2 down, everything. But for Matthews and Marner and all these guys, I expect them to play their absolute best game. If they melt, that's on them. If they don't come out, but if the effort level and the desire, and you still get beat, then so be it. But you're all world talent like that. You have to be able to get it done at this time of year at some point. Even going back to Ovechkin, that goal record, that would have been that. Put it in perspective, the Washington Capitals in 20 years under Alex Ovechkin have not been past the second round but one time. That one time, they won the Stanley Cup. That was good enough for Ovechkin to put everything to best. And now the goal record, that means a lot more because I am a champion. Connor McDavid still trying to chase that in Edmonton, another dangerous year. So with all this put together, this is where you make your mark, and that's the statement. And the Panthers coming in this game, they're very wary of what happened last year against Edmonton with that 3-0 lead. And Edmonton comes back three straight and said, it looks like when y'all got it figured out, maybe sometimes you don't. And Paul Maurice in that dressing room, and the message is being pounded over and over and over. Don't let them off the hook. Don't give them a chance, because if you give them a breath, there's a good chance they will take it. And the first four games outside of game number five were extremely close. It can be close, so we'll see what happens. I'm expecting two unbelievable efforts on both sides.
And with the all the experience, the playoff experience, because who were we talking to? Doug Plagan. He was talking about his guys playing 80 playoff games already in their career, 60 playoff games in their career. Like, that experience, does that mean it that much? Is that really something that will change the way a game is played with guys just being in the playoffs? Because it's still hockey pretty much.
Yeah, it's hockey. My first time in the playoffs was 95-96. I felt comfortable. So
you had a pretty good memorable moment in your first playoffs.
So it all depends on the player and the makeup that you can kind of understand. And what you want to be out there in the playoffs is have players at this time of year. Yes, it does help to have players that have been through that before. You understand it, Channing, as good as anyone. But you want players that have been through that, but also players that are not afraid. Like, they believe every time that I went out there, even though I was third, fourth line guy, that I was going to be the hero. Every time you step on a game in a playoff game or whatever, there's not fear. There's not trepidation. You respect your opponent, but there can't be any kind of fear in your body. You have to be able to go out there and play your game. If there's any kind of fear or setback or you're worried about, you don't want that kind of player on your team. So it does help. So the players that have been through lengthy playoff runs and understanding, and you saw Paul Maurice where he's tinkered into this lineup. Even with Samuskevich, I know Panther fans love him, but he was going to have a short lease coming into these playoffs, just knowing he hasn't been through this kind of attrition before. So he's been yanked and pulled out. Even last game, many people thought maybe with that Rodriguez injury, that they're perfect spot for Samuskevich on that top line. No, Jesper Boqvist, he's a veteran. I understand what he does. He can play all over the lineup, and that line was dominant. And that Jesper Boqvist ends up being second star of the game. Paul Maurice understands. Yes, okay, at this time of the year, success. I'm going to roll with the guys that have done it before. Even the start of the playoffs, Rodriguez onto that top line, Verhaeghe, where it was kind of all experimental, kind of down the stretch with different bodies. As soon as it became time to drop that puck, I am going with the players that got me there last year. I have trust and belief in them.
And no changes in the lineup tonight from Wednesday.
We're going to go, Rodriguez still, he'll be back, but Not at this point. No changes in the lineup. We got last change here on home ice. Not that it matters much, but it did change the series around a lot because that Nylander line was really good. And Matthews, actually, the first couple of games did a really good job against Barkov. All of a sudden, in game three here on home ice, they put Lundell Marchand and Louis Rinne against Matthews and got Barkov out there against Nylander and really tampered that. So I thought a wonderful job of coaching throughout this series by Paul Maurice. All bets are off tonight, and just you got to let it rip, and you got to come out here and play your best hockey to get it done. There's no easy way around it, Hawk.
Yeah, I hope it's a fun one tonight. You can hear it here on 560 WQAM. Billy Lindsay will be on the call with Doug Plagans. 7:30 pregame, 8 p.m. puck drop, and it happens here in the beautiful city of Sunrise, Florida. Thank you, Billy, for joining us.
Hawk, Channing,
and we appreciate your time, and have a good broadcast tonight.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is some cojones, boys! Wow!
Hawk and Crowder.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit GoldenOakLending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and that song signifies it's the final segment of the week. We've been doing that. That's one of the few things that we have kept up with over the last, like, 10 years or so. Do you know who that is? Freaks Come Out at Night?
Houdini.
Houdini. Very good.
Yes. I got that one right.
We're at the Amerant Bank Arena. You're going to have Panthers hockey tonight starting at 8 p.m., just 2 hours and 10 minutes from now. Pregame will start at 7:30 right here on this very radio station. Before we do anything here, I want to give away these final pair of tickets for The Who. Mm-hmm. Happens to be a great prize that we've given away all week long. The Who are bringing their North American farewell tour to the Amerant Bank Arena right here in Sunrise in August. It's a Live Nation show, and this is the final pair of the tickets for the week. So what caller number do you want to take?
17.
Four?
The amount of players that have points in the first 10 games of the playoffs.
How about that?
NHL tying record.
Caller number 17, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller number 17 will get a pair of tickets to see The Who here at Amerant Bank Arena.
On a Friday at 551, huh? 17? I remember that, Crowder.
you got somewhere to go tonight?
I was keeping it in the team.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that.
What about when Hawk did 77?
He didn't talk to me for a month. On that thought, caller 129. Caller 17, 305-567-0560. Speaking of the arena here, thank you again, Florida Panthers and Amerant Bank Arena. They brought me and Crowder and Steph a steak poutine wrap, a slapshot rib sandwich, a Cuban wrap, and a loaded baked potato. Everything was phenomenal.
Was.
My personal favorite, the slapshot rib sandwich, was so good. It gives the McRib a run for its money.
What?
And it's available at Section 115 if you're coming to the game tonight, Section 115. And thank you, of course, to Chrissy Parente for bringing it up. Thank you to Mike Cuno for stopping by and talking with us. And Billy Lindsay was just here with us. Doug Plagans was here with us. We had a really fun afternoon here. And now we just need the Panthers to cap it off.
That's
a little dub over the Maple Leafs. Send them on their summer vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll get some round three hockey. But listen, get the dub tonight. We're all good. If you don't, there's going to be a game seven. It'll be Sunday night in Toronto. You'll hear that game here on this station as well. We hope you don't need to, but if there is one, you'll hear it here.
At least just stay down here and go fishing. It's over for them.
I was talking with Billy off the air because I was saying, if the Panthers did win tonight, would they play maybe Sunday against Carolina? And he said, no, it'll definitely be next week. So it'll be maybe Monday, Tuesday, even Wednesday. Depends. He said, unlike the NBA, when they just fire off the next series after the series prior has ended, they finish all their series before they start the next round. So all the round two games need to be finished before they start up round three. So just keep an ear on this radio station. We will keep you posted. But hopefully tonight, Panthers come away with a win, and they move on to round three. And they would face the Carolina Hurricanes. Hurricanes would have home ice advantage. As we wrap things up here tonight, quick reminder, Cheetah Pompano, great spot to watch a game or a fight card. They got HD TVs throughout the club, VIP areas, four stages of entertainment, and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. In fact, every now and then, you might see me in the Ticket Wizard and the Scirocco pulling up to the Cheetah. A lot of playoff action going on. You watch the games at Cheetah Pompano or Cheetah Palm Beach. Cheetah Pompano, of course, has an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. Happy hour specials till 6 and a full dinner menu in the evening as well. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well, and you can get all the details at cheetahsofl.com. All right, that's going to do it for us here at the Amerant Bank Arena and for the evening. Thank you, Steph, our on-site engineer, and appreciate Solana and Jimmy back in the studios. And I got some Panthers hockey tonight. No Mervis in the lineup for the Marlins, but we'll get past it. Maybe he'll play Saturday or Sunday. Everybody, have a great and safe weekend. Go Panthers. Go Marlins. Go Inter Miami. We will speak with you el lunes.
Y'all, I have Nam Woman in the Scirocco.
You've really seen the end of Black Swan?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.